I
Hello.
heard a sound.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yay.
Is this Carrie?
Technology.
Is that you?
Yes.
You didn't even have anyone present you? You didn't use your
No,
people?
I don't need no people.
Look at you. Carrie's like, I've been a mom now for a while. I need no one. I'm
Take
Superwoman.
charge.
Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
We haven't talked to you in so long. Like,
I
so much has
know.
gone down. I'm so glad you're okay. You came on the other side of your horrible accident. Fantastic. Looking and
Oh,
sounding as
thank
good as
you.
ever.
Thank you.
And your album is stellar.
Thank you. Have you you've heard it? You've
Yeah, like
heard. So you've
nonstop this
heard.
morning.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's coming out September 14th.
Right.
Is this your first time in the producer's chair? It is, isn't it?
It is. I feel like I have been super super lucky to work with incredible collaborators and producers in the past that, you know, genuinely valued my opinion and my vision for my projects. But this is the first time that I was like, if I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
And you know, really get in there. And I worked with a new producer for me, David Garcia, and just decided to kind of take on that role myself as well. And he just made for such a great partner. I feel like we musically really work well together, and both have great ideas and opinions, and can you know, best ideas win. So
Yeah.
it's just one of those things that you just get in there and you just two people that love music making music.
I just like right off the bat to me. I mean, we've all heard Cry Pretty, which is the title track, but then like as soon as we got into like even the second song, I was like, "Oh, this sounds really different." And I mean that in a really good way because I love your voice and I love hearing your voice. And I loved the way this, I act like I know what I'm talking about, but I loved how this was produced. I think you're
Thank
so
you.
You've got all the instrumentals and all that stuff, but you're so like in front of that. I talked to Keith Urban like this, and he always looks at me like, Whitney, I don't know what you're talking about. But you're so like in front of all the instruments, and I love it so much.
No, I feel like I know what you're talking about, and that was definitely David. You know, his it's harder for me to like sit there with my own vocals and decide what they should sound like because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, and like I want everything to like sound perfect, and you know, whatever, there's the perfect amount of reverb and the tone and everything sounds great all the time. And David loved kind of what you're saying. He's like, I want to feel like I'm just sitting in the room with you and you are like standing right in front of me singing. And that was what he really wanted to bring out in my voice. And I do feel like we kind of go some different places vocally for me. I feel like I sing a lot lower. Yeah, I still got my high notes, but I feel like as a whole, there's a lot more moments that are just a little more stripped down, a little more raw, and a little lower in my register, which I kind of feel like it's nice. It's nice
It
to
is
because I
really
can.
nice.
I can sing high. People forget I can sing low too.
Yeah,
And
well,
I want to be able to like stretch and do stuff like that.
I remember, and this goes back years. I want to say like 5 years ago, I saw you play a stripped down thing with just your writers and your guitarist at one of the CRSs in Nashville. And I was, if you ever do this, I'm just taking credit right now. I told Carrie that one day she has got to like do a tour that is just like stripped down because,
Oh, I would love to do like stripped down theater tour at some point. I mean, I feel like there's so much about, you know, this album definitely, especially that just lends itself to being in like giant arenas.
Yeah.
Because I want to put on like a show. But, you know, at some point, there's something to be said for just, you know, like bring out a couple riders with you and kind of take that around, like really strip it down. You can stay at one place for a little while and just kind of do some theater shows and just kind of remember. Because I love to sing. Like first and foremost, I love singing. It makes my heart happy. And even David, my co-producer, was like, I've never seen anybody like people come into the studio to record and they're like, ugh, like I did it twice. How many more times do you want me to do it? And I'm the opposite. I'm like, I'll do it again. I can do it again. I can do it better. I can do it. Let me do it one more time. I think I can do it better. He's like, I've never seen anybody that loves to sing as much as you do. I'm like, that's what I do.
Yeah, well, then you chose the right career then. Some of these other people should rethink that.
Yes.
Also, I think there's 13, 14 songs, I know, because you get the bonus.
There's like
the champion.
There's like 12 songs, and then there's the champion as a bonus. So
right, and that just went, did go platinum?
It went gold. We working on platinum, girl.
Yeah, well, that's next. Congratulations on that. And you wrote, you. I mean, more than half the songs on this album, or co-wrote half the songs on this album, which is, and they're fantastic.
Nine of the 13, which I'm really proud of, because when we go in, you know, to start selecting which songs are going to make it onto the album, I am brutal when it comes to my own songs. I don't care if my name's on it or not. I want to pick the best songs. And to be honest, when we started listening to demos, like I had people around me be like, man, I wish I could send you more, but people just aren't writing songs for girls. And I'm like, I just do it myself.
Yeah, watch me then. That Spinning Bottles, which I know you're a writer on, that's an incredible song.
Thank you. Thank you. That one was one that was hard to write. It was a very emotional day. And I felt like, you know, me and David and Hillary Lindsay, whom I've obviously worked with a ton throughout my career, and she's such an incredible writer, feel like we were all just thinking about people that were in our lives that have kind of dealt with addiction. And it was just... It's one of those songs that it's like there's no happy ending. We don't button it up at the end, and then it all got better, you know.
Yeah,
there's phenomenal. No verse that or no bridge that it's like, I don't know. We end it. It's life. It's something that this person, these people in the story, in the song, are going to be dealing with for the rest of their lives, and there are people that we all know that that are dealing with or have dealt with that, and a lot of it. I mean, it doesn't all have happily ever after endings, you know? So we tried to keep
and
it real.
One you didn't write, but another stellar song, The Bullet, stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah, that one was one that was like, I mean, it's so hard to sing. And it's, you know, you think about the subject matter and you think about, you know, you just, I don't know, you just think about that. And it's like, do I want to sing something this heavy? And I just felt like it was... such a tragic song, but it's unfortunately one that so many people are going to be able to relate to, and, you know, dealing with the aftermath of a tragedy and all the people that are involved and how their lives are changed forever.
Truly remarkable. The whole album is like this. We know Cry Pretty. This song is, you know, this is going up there. This is almost a top five song. I know you're already in the top 10. And all this was so much going on. You've got a tour and a baby. And everything going down like next year, right? This is a lot, mama.
You know, that is what we women do. There's always a lot going on. And I don't care if you're, you know, if you're me and you're like putting together a tour and whatever. And I mean, or if you're a teacher or a stay-at-home mom or like whatever you do, you're a woman. Here you roar. You can do it all and you can juggle. And we're all doing the same thing as we just have different titles, right?
Yeah, but, we do multitask way better than men can't do it.
I agree. Sorry,
watch your
men's,
husband if
but...
he's watching a football game. He can't get the potato chip to his mouth during a play.
Mine doesn't even hear me. My favorite is when I like try to talk to him and I'm like, babe.
They can't do it.
Babe, okay. And so it's just one of those things, you know, we hold it all together. We do it all. We juggle like pros. And I'm taking two kids on the road with me. Woo.
I know you are. Two kids plus Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. It's like the all chick show. This is so great.
It is. They've all already told me they are willing to watch my children.
Oh, that's
I'm
what
like,
great,
I
what
will
a great
take
idea.
You up on that.
You are so smart, Carrie, to do that. That's fantastic.
Isaiah's a ladies' man, faux show. He loves being around pretty girls, and he is a charmer, and he will just snuggle up to people, and... Yeah, so he's going to have all of them wrapped around his finger before this tour is
fantastic.
Over.
I know you won't tell me, but I'm just going to guess this is the girl who is also going on the road with you, this baby coming. I don't expect you to tell me you can. It's only me and, you know, no one listens to the big time. It's just me and Jackie.
I actually don't know. I feel like everybody's been like, I saw her wear some pink. It must be your girl. And I'm like, that's the only dress I could zip that day. So I'm still trying to shove myself in like regular people clothes because maternity clothes is ugly.
They're making some. At least you don't have the giant bow at your neck like they did for so many years.
Well, my mom was like, I don't know. I feel like she likes the moo-moo pregnant thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Mom, like, you know, just my belly's big. The rest
it's
of
not going to work.
Fine.
Yeah.
So I think it bugs her when I put on like a tight shirt that like shows my belly. Because she grew up
like
in Moo-Moo Land, right? When that's
exactly.
All pregnant ladies had to wear were like glorified nightgowns with like, you know, like drapes, prints all over them. They were basically drapes that they couldn't sell and they just made them round and slapped them on our moms.
Like, they can get in one of these, so let's make these. Well, thank you for helping break that mold.
Thank you. I'm trying. I'm trying to do what I can for womankind.
You do. Karen would do it her best. One day she's going to get it right.
Yes.
The song is Cry Pretty. The album Cry Pretty is hitting September the 14th. The tour is the Cry Pretty 360 tour. That happens in May. And what a great time to talk to you, Carrie. It's been too long. Don't be a stranger.
I know. I've been working on this album, so I feel like I've been
recluse. No hard feelings.
Okay.
Just it's so great to talk with you. Everybody give it up for Carrie Underwood.
Thank you.
And buy the album. It's that good.
Thank you so much. I'm proud of it.
I bet you should be. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Bye, everybody.